This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
Midsummer kicks off on Sunday with Carnival in the Alexandra Gardens. And to find out more about it, we're joined by Karen Bryant, who is Midsummer's CEO. Karen, welcome to Joy Drive.
Hello.
How are you feeling? You must be, the pointy end.
It is. It's that mixture of this part of me that it feels really ready to go, and in fact almost too ready, because I keep going, we must have forgotten something. Everything feels too organised. It feels like we could do Carnival tomorrow almost. But yeah, it's that excitement that builds. You know, the office is completely abuzz.
Oh, fantastic. I love it when I drive past in the evening and you can see everything starting to, you know, all the sets going up and the fence is going up. Yeah. Everything is starting to happen. Yeah. Tell us about Carnival. How long has it been going for?
Well, the whole of Midsummer has been going for 36 years.
That's amazing. 36 years.
I know. Obviously, wow. I wasn't there the whole time. I'm the current custodian of the program. But yeah, it's, you know, and it just keeps getting bigger and bigger and broader and more depth. I mean, Carnival itself last year broke all records in terms of attendance as a starting point, but then everything else rolled from that. So, you know, and looking at the weather, we're looking ahead for Sunday, which is perfect.
Were you panicking today with all the rain?
We'd been looking at the forecast, you know, for a while. It always rains a few days before Carnival, and so I kind of thought, today's actually good.
Get it out the way.
Site will clear out. You know, and it is a big build, as you said, you know, starting to see that infrastructure, because it's a huge event.
It is. The whole festival, though, I mean, it's one of Melbourne's biggest festivals now, isn't it?
It is. And one of the highest attendances as well. We had over 307,000 people attend over 22 days last year.
Wow. Yeah. What's your highlight about Carnival that you love the most?
I think it's that buzz of, you know, as the crowds really start to fill. I mean, it's nice all day. I mean, personally like walking around early in the day because there's more space and, you know, there's lots of fabulous things, particularly for our seniors and our young families. But then it just builds and builds and builds, and you get to that point that, you know, the stalls precinct is just, there's colour and movement and glitter and everything everywhere. And then you get to that point in the evening, and I always sneak on stage on the main stage sort of just after sunset and just look out, and you can't see the end of the people. And that's probably my favourite moment.
We're going to look out for you sneaking out on stage. Do you get to enjoy it yourself, or is it you so busy that, you know, you don't get a chance to stop and say, wow, this is
amazing? For most of the day it's pretty full because – and it's a long day. You know, most of us will – you know, some staff start really early and others, you know, a bit later so they can go along. But, I mean, I'll be on site from 6:30 in the morning till well past midnight. So, you know, it's a long day.
Is the dog show on?
Of course.
Oh, that's my favourite.
And that always has the biggest crowd.
Does it?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
It's one of the cutest events. Now, you mentioned also there's something for everyone. Yeah. So there is a kids precinct?
Yeah, there's a kids precinct. And that was one of those things a number of years ago when we were kind of really looking at making sure that Midsummer had something for everyone and really kind of going, you know, families have got lots of kids. Particularly if you've got young kids, there's not a lot necessarily out there that reflects lived experience. So, you know, we really want our events like Carnival to have those kids precincts too, and again for everyone. So, you know, there's often stories being told in Ausland as well, because we have a lot of attendees who are disabled, deaf, hearing impaired, neurodiverse. So we really work to make sure that it's a day that all of our communities can come together.
You know what I love about Carnival? I love the fact that we all go and we enjoy it and sit there and or do whatever we like to do there. But it's interesting because the last 2 years I've had friends who didn't know about Carnival at all, and they said, oh, we just stumbled. We were walking through the city and we stumbled across Carnival and we had the best time. Yeah. It must be one of those events that just, you know, welcomes everyone.
And that's really important to us, is that it is one of those celebratory events where everyone is welcome and everyone can come and celebrate. And all you have to do is walk around that site for a short amount of time and you get that sense of the true diversity of people who come, you know, in our communities and beyond, who come to Carnival to enjoy the day.
Would you suggest bringing a picnic and a rug?
Well, it's always nice. Some people will, like, our event officially starts at 11 o'clock, but there'll be people there well before that with their picnic rugs, marking out their favourite spots. And so, you know, yes, absolutely. It's a good thing to sort of, you know, have something nice to sit on and bring, you know, there's food and drink and everything there, of course. But a lot of people also bring, you know, some of their own picnics along as well, and that's most welcome.
We're chatting with the CEO of Midsummer, Karen Bright, about what's happening in this Sunday in the Alexandra Gardens. It's Carnival Day, kicking off Midsummer Festival. You know, one of the things I really love, Karen, and that is as you walk around, I'm always amazed at the amount of community organisations we have, because it's the time that you can really see them all lined up, can't you? Yeah.
And our stores precinct booked out really early this year. And we had to keep trying to, I kept going to our team going, can we squeeze another stall in here?
It can be a small stall. It can be a card table.
Yeah, just try and, you know, move things around a little bit.
But it's packed.
It is packed. But you're right. You know, there's, you know, everything from sporting clubs to special interests to a lot of services for our communities. And they're all there, so proud to be there, having a great time. The Stores Precinct, I think, has always been one of our, you know, I just said the dog show is our most popular, but the Stores Precinct would be close after that. I think everybody who goes to Carnival spends some time in the precinct before they you know, settle in front of a stage and watch the acts.
And I think it's important to walk along the Stores Precinct. Absolutely. Because you don't know, there might be organisations that you're interested in. There might be sporting organisations that you're interested in, and Carnival is the day that you get to see them all. And I know for me, I joined the rowing club years ago because I spoke to them at Carnival.
That's a great story.
So it kicks off at 11 a.m.
It does.
Goes through until
10 o'clock.
10 o'clock at night, yep. Is there dancing at the end?
Of course.
Oh,
see, that's when I get on stage and start looking out, is when everyone starts dancing.
I'm going to be spotting you. What's the dancing? Tell us about that.
Oh, look, I think it's just that celebratory, you know, as the sun goes down and, you know, it's a different feel and, you know, a lot of people, some people might have only just arrived. Most of the people would have been there for hours already, and it's like, you know, you might have walked around and then you've settled yourself down and you've had your picnic and you've had a bit of a chat, and then, you know, the sun starts to go down and everyone wants to just get up and groove.
And have a great time.
Yeah.
Karen, let's talk about some of the other big events of Midsummer. One that I love in particular is the, you know, Victoria's Pride.
Yeah, so that's on the 11th of February. And so what I love about the program is you've got these really big community events that I guess almost bookend the core dates of our festival. Mm-hmm. Pride March almost in the middle.
Yes, that's right.
And then lots of other little things as well. But, you know, Victoria's Pride, it's that similar thing of huge numbers. We literally lock down about a 1 kilometre space of multiple streets and, you know, good luck to be able to see any of those roads by about 1 o'clock in the afternoon because there's too many people to see any.
Which is great.
Yeah, it is. It is. And then, you know, everything in between from Pride March where, you know, I will walk that route a number of times every year and I still feel that something that tingles when you march, you know, down that route. And then you've got, you know, really big theatre shows in some big venues, and then you've got the most wonderful intimate venues and shows that tell all sorts of stories about our diverse communities. And they can be, you know, often it's those little ones that I go and see that'll be so touching and that bring a bit of a tear to your eye and,
We were talking about an event, They Came From Uranus, earlier this week, a show on Joy Drive. And one thing that I really loved about it, it's in a cinema out in the suburbs. Yeah. So you're not just concentrating the whole festival in the inner city and embracing the whole of Melbourne in that case.
So we've got a lot of stuff in outer suburban Melbourne.
Great.
But we've also got a lot of stuff in regional areas as well. So for the last few years, we've been commissioning work in regional areas so that events, you know, we don't just plonk an event in a regional area. Mm. We ask communities to tell us what they want to do, so those events are coming from the community for their communities.
It's getting bigger and bigger.
Yeah.
Which is great.
There's 250 events, separate events over the 22 days.
So 250 events, it's a lot. We no longer need to sort of go see our GP to pick it up from the coffee table, the program. Where can we get it now?
You certainly can get it online. You can still get the hard copy because people love that. You know, you'll still see people, I still see people wandering around with a hard copy program with the little, you know, little flags. But online there's a calendar, so you can actually, you know, look down the days and go, oh, I haven't got anything for this day yet. What could I go see? It's everything's on there. You can search by venue, you can search by art form or community, or, you know, so it gives a really good sense, you know, and if there's something you really like or an artist you really like, it's easy to find, and then you can see a whole lot of other things that you might like as well.
Fantastic, Karen. I'm really excited. Where do we go to get the program online?
All you have to do is search for Midsummer.
Search for Midsummer.
You hit the website, very clear, easy to go to program guides, and it's in multiple formats too, so it's very, very accessible.
Karen, congratulations on pulling it together, you and the team. We're very excited. We can't wait to get down there. I'll be at the Joy Stand, so everyone come on down and say hello. We're looking forward to it. Can't wait to see you at Carnival on Sunday.
Can't wait 11 to see
a.m.
you there too.
I won't see you at 6:30 a.m.
Possibly not.
Thank you so much. That is Karen Bryant, Midsummer CEO.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app. No matter where you are.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.